The following program is paid for by Rick Hughes Evangelistic Ministries.
Welcome to The Flatline with your host, Rick Hughes. For the next 30 minutes, you'll be inspired, motivated, educated, but never manipulated. Now, your host, Rick Hughes.
Well, good morning and welcome to The Flatline. I'm your host, Rick Hughes, and for the next few minutes, please stick around. It'll only be a short time, about 30 minutes of some motivation, some inspiration, some education, and as we say every week, no manipulation, because we don't con you. We're not trying to solicit money. We're not trying to sell you something. We just want to give you some accurate information, hopefully that will help you verify and identify God's plan for your life. If I'm able to do that, then you would like to orient and adjust to the plan, and you can do that. That's up to you. But I'm really grateful for those of you that are listening this morning. We're broadcasting in almost 115 radio stations across the United States and in the Philippines and Alaska. And it's just an awesome opportunity to talk to you. I never know who's listening. I wish I could tell. I wish I could tell how many people are listening in Houston or how many people are listening in San Antonio, or how many people listening in San Diego, or how many people are listening in Pittsburgh or Philadelphia? I don't know. All I know is I have a message to bring, and all I know is if God's in it, He'll pay for it, He provides, and He always has, and He always will, as long as we stay with a subject. So I'm not here to talk about politics. I'm here to talk about the Bible, the Word of God. And I hope it'll be a challenge to you to learn something today, because we're in a very emotional time. Time in this history when a lot of people are emotional about a lot of things that they're seeing going on, they don't like, they don't appreciate. It makes them be afraid, and what do you do about that? How do you handle the current events that are going on in this country that cause you to get emotional? I talk to some people that say, I can't even watch the news anymore, I just have to turn it off. And I don't blame you, because I don't always like what I see either. The spring of 2024 has really been a devastating time across this country. And especially for many people in middle America. The NOAA, N-O-A-A, weather reports that there has been 384 tornadoes in the month of April alone, including southern Indiana, southern Ohio, West Virginia, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri. These are just a few of the places that tornadoes have destroyed homes, destroyed businesses, taken lives of people and animals, and one such tornado even tore through downtown Houston, Texas, right downtown. NOAA Radio estimates the financial loss, according to them, is over $7 billion in this spring alone in tornado damage. These weather-related vortexes, that we call them, are evident to the human eye. And I've watched some of them on YouTube, watched some of them on television on the Weather Channel. You can see them. People have videos of them, and you can observe them, what's happening. But I want to tell you there's an unseen vortex swirling through this nation that you cannot see. It's unseen, and it's causing individual and national destruction like never before. This unseen vortex that I'm talking about is the cosmic vortex, and is fueled by satanic propaganda and influence. And if you're not careful, your emotions will destroy you in regards to this, because you'll get emotional about it. The Christian life doesn't operate on emotions. It operates on content of the Word of God in your soul. When you let your emotions take over, you can do some pretty dumb things. You know that. So as we look at these things, I don't want you to be emotional about it, but I want you to understand that satanic propaganda and satanic influence is causing a cosmic vortex unseen across this nation. It's destroying individual freedom, as well as dismantling marriages, breaking up families, and is pulling us into an international brotherhood with godless nations of this world. That's what this cosmic vortex is doing. See, our Father has ordained certain laws for the survival and freedom of the human race during the course of human history as we know it. Anarchy exists when segments of nations no longer obey these laws and get away from these laws. They're called the divine institutions or divine establishment. And they provide the freedom to fulfill the divine plan that God has given so that any nation can function in freedom. It's called the divine plan, as ordained in the divine decrees under many, many types of government. The four divine institutions that I want to tell you about this morning, you can see them being swept away by this invisible cosmic vortex I'm talking about. They are volition, or freedom, marriage, family, and nationalism. And these are the basis for the laws of the divine establishment that God ordained in the Bible. It's these institutions that I'm talking about that are under attack by the progressives and the humanists who wish to alter the course of American history. So your individual freedoms are being slowly removed every day. I mean, our own government is watching you at every intersection. If we're talking about freedom, they watch you walk across the street in the busy cities like New York or someplace like that. They have cameras watching everything you do when you drive down the highway. Your freedom to own certain items is now being attacked in the name of public safety. Oh, the public would be safety if you didn't have that. And the time may be coming when you'll be required to disclose all your private information, or you might be labeled as a threat to society. So freedom is being slowly, slowly, slowly taken away. Another concept is being destroyed by this invisible vortex that swirls across this country is marriage. And it's a permanent relationship between one man and one woman. And it is ordained by God to remind mankind that he has from the beginning designed that, and it's called right man, right woman. Listen to 1 Corinthians 7, chapter 7, verses 2 through 4. As Paul wrote these words, "Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to the wife the affection due to her, and likewise the wife to the husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does." So marriage is a wonderful thing, and it's the basis for stability in society and even the formation of civilization. The loss of respect for this institution is noticed by those who now live together outside the bonds of marriage and those who reject the idea of marriage only between a man and a woman. Another institution that's being slowly swept away is the family. The invisible vortex not only attacks freedom, not only does it attack marriage, but it attacks family. And God has provided certain divine laws, such as authority of parents to protect, to care, to nourish, to provide, to train, and discipline children to prepare them to orient to life. The highest expression of parental love is to inculcate through the forms of discipline. So our children, mine and yours, must be trained to respect the privacy, the property and the rights of other people, and not to abuse freedom and to have respect for authority. And if you're a Christian parent, you must recognize that you have a responsibility to evangelize and provide pre-biblical training for your children. In Deuteronomy 6:6-7, the Bible says this, "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up." So the family is a divine institution ordained by God. And we see the family being destroyed today. Many people being raised without a father, without a mother. I myself never met my father. I have no idea who he was. I have an idea, but I never met the person I think could have been him. But anyhow, a lot of people grow up in broken homes like this, and the family is critical, critical for the institution of authority to operate. And then lastly, we're going to talk about nationalism. Nationalism. If the entire human race were under one rule, then it would self-destruct. So internationalism is outlawed as being evil by the Word of God. To perpetuate the human race and bring history to its logical conclusion, God has designed the nation to protect the freedom and the rights of the number of people on this planet, and we call that nationalism. So only one language should be recognized in any nation. In our nation, we are Americans, and we speak English. However, we're beginning to recognize other languages as well and requiring other people to learn other languages. And that's not the way it ought to be, I don't believe personally. I think we need to understand that. The biblical proof that nationalism is authorized by God is found in Acts 17, 26 through 28. You want to hear it? Here it is, nationalism. And he, God, has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. And also some of your own poets have said, for we also are his offspring. So if you watch these things being destroyed by this invisible vortex I'm talking about, much like the vortex that called a tornado that goes through an area, wipes out every house, wipes out every building, wipes out every car, every vehicle, then this is what's happening invisibly. You don't see it, but it's happening in our nation. It's going on right now. These institutions I'm talking about, freedom, marriage, family, and nationalism, are being ripped apart by the cosmic vortex. And when you see that happening, now here's what you can do. You can either respond to that or you can react to that. If you react to it, you're going to let your emotions get in control. You're going to get very mad, very angry, very bitter, and lash out at who you think is causing it. An unseen internal disaster can cause this sort of bitterness and fear. But there is a solution to that. There is a solution to fear, and there is a solution to worry. And that's for you and I to realize that the Lord Jesus Christ controls history. I want to say that again. The Lord Jesus Christ controls history. It is not the elected politician who will restore our freedom and return God's favor upon our land. It's you and your individual spiritual life. The scriptures in the Bible warn us about putting our trust in man. In Jeremiah 17:5, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. So a born-again believer like you and I, minus any spiritual growth, that means they don't grow up spiritually, will always be subject to their emotions because that's all they have to go on. They will always react and not respond to adverse circumstances in their life. If you react, you get emotional, you get angry, you get bitter, you get frustrated, you get all these mental attitude sins. If you respond, you use the 10 problem-solving devices we call the flot line in your soul. You know how to operate under the faith rest drill. You know how to operate under impersonal love for every mankind. And you know how to be occupied with Christ during these times. So if you react to circumstances, you will become susceptible to frustration and disillusionment because the reaction process is a result of not having confidence in God's word inside the mentality of your soul. That's why it's critical for you to have a flot line in your soul's mentality. Critical. Because without the confidence found in God's divine provision, you'll always seek to find comfort in either the details of life or confidence in some human solution, which is in effect no solution, regardless of what some politician might tell you or what some celebrity may promise you. If you continue to let your emotions control your thinking, I'm telling you it's inevitable you would do something dumb, irrational, and maybe even harmful to another individual. If you don't have some insight, if you don't have some discernment, if you're under the control of your emotions, you're going to become desperate and unable to see the truth of God's plan. Let's look at what happened to the disciples in the Bible. We'll talk about this for a minute. They followed our Lord Jesus Christ as he crossed the Sea of Galilee after preaching to a mob of thousands of people. This is a story that's well known, and it's a great historical moment in the Bible. I've talked about it many times. This is in Matthew 8, 18 through 27. He's been preaching on the banks of the shore near the house of Peter in Caesarea. And there are a lot of people there, maybe an entire thousand, maybe a giant mob. And it's getting to be late in the evening with no lights, no food, no loudspeaker. And so the Bible says in Matthew 8:18, Jesus saw the great multitudes about him and gave a commandment to depart to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. A certain scribe came and said to him, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. And the Lord rebuked him because he knew he didn't mean it. And Jesus said, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And that guy, I'm sure, walked off shaking his head, saying, "What does he mean by that?" And then another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me first go home and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "You follow me and you let the dead bury their dead." There's a difference between spiritual death and physical death. And now when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea so that the boat was covered with waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and woke him up, crying, "Lord, save us. We're dying. We're perishing. Wake up. Wake up." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O ye of little faith?" And then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "Who can do this? Who can this be, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" See, they didn't understand this yet, and I don't know if you understand it, but Jesus Christ is God. He is undiminished deity and true humanity in one body forever. And it was God that they were talking to. And this is a perfect example of how Jesus Christ controls history. He stopped that storm. He just stood up and said, "Stop." The disciples were in emotional revolt of their soul. They were reacting, not responding. They were not thinking because death appeared to be imminent. Something that they cherished was about to go away, their lives. And they were focusing on the storm, not the solution. And this is very critical for you, too. As you look at history, as you see what's going on in our country, there is definitely a storm. No doubt about that, an invisible cosmic vortex sweeping across this nation, destroying the divine institutions, and using satanic propaganda to be fueling it. So these disciples were convinced the end was near, but they failed to remember God was in the boat with them. And the failure was not in using the faith rest drill. Problem-solving device number 3. Do you know what that is? Do you understand the faith rest drill? And we've talked about it many times on this radio show. If you don't, please contact me. Let me send you the book called Christian Problem Solving. There we list all 10 problem-solving devices for you, and you can read over them and learn them and study them and apply them into your life. But in order for the faith rest drill to work, you got to claim a promise. You got to have something to calm you down. You got to quit looking at the storm and look at the Word of God as a promise. So once you look at a promise and calm your thinking down, your mind quits spinning around and you can focus. And you can focus on some sort of biblical promise or biblical rationale and come to a conclusion. If God's in this deal, He's not going to bail me. He's not going to bail on me. He's not going to throw me under the bus. He loves me. He knows about this. He's prepared me for this, and I am in His hands. That's a wonderful way to live. Faith rest drill. It's because they didn't use it, because they didn't apply this, that the Lord rebuked them. And He rebuked them. He called them a bunch of short-time trusters. You're all with me as long as we're on dry land, as long as the weather is good. We get in a storm, and here you go freaking out, failing to realize that I am in the boat with you. Did they really think that God sent them out on the lake to kill everybody? As this invisible vortex I'm talking about rages across this nation, my question to you is, what do you focus on? What are you focusing on? Do you think God is ignoring this situation that I'm talking about? Or do you fear for your own safety, the safety of your family? Are you afraid if the wrong person gets elected that you're going to lose your freedom and you're going to lose everything? That we're going to go to war and be defeated? That our enemy is going to laugh at us? I mean, we think about these things. So is God ignoring our situation? Well, here's your first promise you can claim. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says God. So there's a divine promise for you, a divine provision. This is your personal guarantee. You are to be protected from the dangers that lie ahead. Do not let the circumstances cause you to panic as the disciples in that boat panicked when Jesus was there with them. Don't panic. relax. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper. This is a divine provision for you. This is why I'm telling you that Jesus Christ controls history now, and even in the future he will control history. Listen to John 14:1-3. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God? All right, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go, and he did, and prepare a place for you, and he did, I will come again. Not yet, but he is coming. And I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. What a great promise that Jesus Christ controls history of the future as well as controlling history right now. So as we head into the second half of the year 2024, don't you forget who's really in charge. Who is really in charge? Don't forget that. You may wish to know that you're responsible. You may wish to know what are your individual responsibilities in these days. If you'll let me, I'll give you a few of them. In 1 Timothy 2:1-2, Paul wrote these words, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Now, you might not like that. I know right now there are certain politicians you don't like and you don't want to pray for them. What does it say? What does it say? Pray for kings and for all that are in authority. Well, what are we to pray? We certainly want to pray that they understand the gospel. We want to pray that they are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to pray that they will orient and adjust to the Word of God so that we can have a nation based on those four divine institutions, and this invisible vortex that's destroying them would be stopped. Pray for our leadership. Pray for our congressmen. Pray for our senators. Pray for our president and for his staff. Pray for them to wake up and to see what's going on and to see what's happening in this nation. I'm sure they're praying for us to wake up, for us to say, oh, those people don't understand what they're talking about. They're putting their hope in a man. No, we're not. We're putting our hope in God's word. So again, Paul said, supplications, prayers, intercessions, be giving of thanks, be made for all men. You got to remember that. I remind you that prayer is ineffective now. You can pray all you want to, but it might not be answered if the Holy Spirit is quenched. What I mean by that, if you have personal sin in your life, the Holy Spirit is quenched. It could be a mental attitude sin like anger, bitterness, fear, worry. It could be a sin of the tongue like criticism, gossip, slander, maligning. You haven't done that to any politician, have you? You haven't slandered or maligned any politician lately, have you? It could be a mental attitude sin, a sin of the tongue, or even an overt sin, an outward sin, something you do overtly. But sin will quench the Holy Spirit. Sin will stop your prayer from being answered. That's why we have problem-solving device number one called rebound. When you rebound, you're doing what the Bible says, confessing your sin. We talk about it all the time and found in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, if is a third-class condition. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, but if we confess our sin, then he's faithful and he's just to forgive us and to purify us from all wrongdoing. So when you rebound, then you put the Holy Spirit back in control of your life. Without rebounding, without being filled with the Holy Spirit, your prayer will not be answered. It will go no higher than the ceiling. I don't care how great it sounds. But anger over some sort of political event, anger over things like this, is a waste of time for you. You cannot get angry about political events or get frustrated resulting from unfair circumstances because these are mental attitude sins and they themselves have to be confessed and conquered. So if you're angry right now about something going on politically, if you're mad about it, if you're talking about it and gossiping or slandering someone about it, that's a sin. You think Jesus Christ doesn't control history? You think God doesn't know what's going on? What's wrong with you? Where have you been? Sure he knows what's going on. You have the opportunity to find a well-qualified pastor. You have the opportunity to get under the teaching of the Word of God so you can grow to spiritual maturity and glorify God to the maximum. Or you can let your emotions terrorize your soul. But my prayer is that you will grow in grace, that you will use the faith rest drill, and you will have a relaxed mental attitude in spite of whatever comes down the pipeline. Because Jesus Christ controls history, and listen to me carefully, the Supreme Court of Heaven is open 24 times 7, 24 days, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So nobody, I repeat, nobody is going to get away with anything. Jeremiah 23:24, can anyone hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill the heavens and the earth, saith the Lord? In Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. I remind you that the invisible impact of the mature believer is a force that's much greater than anything the cosmic system possesses. Your spiritual life is a solution to what we're facing in the coming days, so stand firm and don't allow your emotions to overpower your mentality or your confidence in God's plans. Listen to 1 John 4:4. You are from God, little children, and you have conquered them. That's those who oppose God's plan. Because the one who's in you is greater than the one who's in the world. As a community of mature believers, I encourage you to remember these words. Philippians 1:27-28. Only conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. So whether I come and see you or whether I remain absent, I should hear that you're standing firm in one spirit, in one mind, and contending for the faith, always not being intimidated in any way by your opponents, because this is a sign of their destruction, but of your salvation. Did you listen? Are you learning? Are you encouraged? Jesus Christ controls history. Don't panic. Stay out of that and use the faith rest drill. Until next week, this is your host, Rick Hughes, saying thank you for listening to The Flatline.
Thank you for listening to The Flatline with your host, Rick Hughes. If you'd like to contact Rick, please write to him at P.O. Box 100, Cropwell, Alabama 35054, or online at www.rickhughesministries.org. The preceding program was paid for by Rick Hughes Evangelistic Ministries.